Just wanted to drop in and let you know that this episode is a rebroadcast from the Breakfast with Champions show. We hope you enjoy it.
The most powerful thing you can do to unlock your greatness and step into your next level of abundance is to get in the room with others who have been where you want to be and perhaps are going where you want to go. But oftentimes, we can put ourselves in the wrong room based on exterior vantage points. What they wear, where they go, what they do. When we know in our heart of hearts that we should be following people, standing along people who are aligned in true wealth. Stop feeling alone in the journey of growth as a business leader and an entrepreneur who loves God. Stop struggling to find the right answer when it's already been written. Stop giving up on the desires of your heart when God placed them there with intention. Stop standing in this lack mentality when your prosperity is critical for all of us in the kingdom. Come, find a seat at the table at the most impactful faith-driven business conference you will ever experience. Alongside ministry-driven marketplace leaders, you will evolve, unlock, and activate your next level. That just sounded like a video game. This is not the meta, okay? This is your IRL, your in real life chance to be in the room with some of the greatest kingdom entrepreneurs of our time. Founders, innovators, trailblazers who are God-centered are coming together to grow their business for God's sake. And that's an inside out job. You will leave this 3-day intensive with action plans, new income strategies, fresh mentalities towards business and life integration, and a sense of freedom that will have others magnetized to what you are selling by the way you freshly and uniquely serve. It's happening on November 4th through the 6th, 2022 in Nashville, Tennessee, with a highlight VIP event on November 3rd. There are seats at the table for you, but they will go fast. It's a limited reservation, so get your tickets now at growforgod.com. Again, that's growforgod.com. I cannot wait to hug your neck. I cannot wait to see you there in person. I cannot wait for this energetic room to just light up the world, because that's what we're going to do when we leave this conference. But you got to be in the room. IRL, let's go. Welcome to the Fit and Faith Podcast. FIT is an acronym representing founders, innovators, and trailblazers who are looking to live a life wholly, fully, authentically, and truly fit. A space for us to connect on the raw, real stories of mind, body, and soul alignment of entrepreneurs and kingdom leaders. I'm your host, Tamara Andress, and this podcast isn't like the cookie cutter interview experience. I've been coined the entrepreneurial rabbi, and so we do go there, unscripted. No matter how far, wide, deep, or high the there is, my desire is to see people rise from the inside out into their greatest calling by sharing their truest stories, talents, and tips. As a purpose activator and brand builder, I believe our successes and failures are derived from who and whose we are, not what we do. But strategy and vision are equally as important to the mission. So let's cut to the chase together and get fit in faith. People to know that, like, you can do that. You can do multiple things. When I am ever presented with a new opportunity, I'm analyzing so much more than just the one Zoom message, right? I'm analyzing what's in ahead of me for this opportunity, and does it integrate with every other element of myself and with my mission, with God, what God is laying on my heart. So I have so many people who I coach who are building their own businesses, and they have so many different affiliate programs and different ambassador experiences that they're a part of that really help support the stature of their business build. And eventually, maybe that's not the thing you do all the time, but do not discredit an opportunity like that. And so I hope that you guys send him a DM to get on that Zoom later today. I'm going to update a link here. I've never put it in Clubhouse before, so I don't know what it's going to appear like. Okay, it looks like kind of looks like a Clubhouse image, and that's okay. It is a community opportunity, and it's a space that we've been developing over the course of the last 3 years, specifically in the design phase of this for the last several months, and we launched it about 2 months ago, and it is the Fit and Faith Media app. And today I want to share with you, not about the app, but I want to share with you something that's kind of comical. It kind of reminds me of the EYA Embrace Your Ambition message that I made a couple of, or last year it was a get lit. And I remember when I was sitting at lunch with Devin Still, and we were going around introducing ourselves, and it was my turn to share. And he's like, so what are you sharing about? Because he had just found out that I was speaking. And I told him, and I said, oh, I'm just talking about like getting lit. And he had a drink in his mouth, and he about spit it across the entire table because he wasn't expecting this little white girl to be talking about get lit. And oftentimes, I have no idea where my innuendos are actually based in. This one time, I was giving a message at my church for one of the first times. This was about 4-ish years ago. And I was talking about Netflix and chilling. And I found out later by the pastor that what Netflix and chill actually means versus what I thought it was, because I like popcorn so much, just a place to hang out and actually chill and watch TV. No, that's not the case. There's more to the story. So today's message that I literally came up with about 6 minutes ago was why you have to give an F on social media. You have to give an F all the time and not what you think. So stick with me, get your pens ready so that you can give an F, because I was just on a call with my newest team member who is coming in to do social media management. Now, if you guys know me and you know Fit and Faith Media, you know that Morgan Hart is all things social media. She's all things color and vibrancy and branding. And she has brought our company and organization to the place that it is over the last 5 years. And I'm incredibly indebted to her. But she is assuming a higher level role of brand management rather than social media manager. So we're bringing in the social media manager across all of our platforms. I can talk to you about that as that relationships evolve. But she was asking some specific questions this morning, which is where you got to give an F came from. And I was thinking through the fact that even as a digital media presence that I have had on almost every platform over the course of the last 5 years, it's really wild to see things that I still don't have in place. And so I'm going to ask you these questions, not as a finger pointing business coach. It's like, you need to get with the program, but in a reflective spirit of, hey, I'm always becoming, and so are you. And if you know me, Always Becoming is also the name of the book that I launched last year. It came out. It's almost coming to its first birthday, which seems insane. It was number one Amazon bestseller. Thank you, Marcus Black, for that. And in 10 different categories, it was epic. I was so honored to be able to get that. I even beat out Matthew McConaughey in one of the categories that day. I had a screenshot of it to prove it. And I was so pumped to be number one, and he was number two. And in the personal health, isn't that fun? It's such a fun little thing. So the reason that that was possible, though, is because I've been giving an F, but not enough in the perspective of how I actually create the back end to the front end that you see in a branding world. So the first F, what is your current footprint? What is your current footprint? Where are you hanging out? I want you to list all of these out, every single space, even if it's a place that you have an account that you would like to see blossom. Maybe that's your TikTok. For me, that'd be my TikTok, where I know that there is a lot of opportunity in that space. And I know that I'm putting reels out every single day. And I should be doing it on the native app, which is TikTok, and then it'll come to Instagram. And so that's something that I'm working on. But what's your footprint? I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Clubhouse, I'm on Twitter, I'm on all these things. And as I mentioned, now have a space within the app world so people can get on Apple, they can get on Android. Right now, I just have the Apple, sorry to all my Android users out there. I'll change it maybe halfway through. But all of those spaces, all the music elements, right? You can get all of our Fit and Faith podcasts on Spotify, Apple, every listening app, iHeartRadio. It was so cool, Marcus, to get your EP last week on all of your motivational elements. And I have a really cool story to share with you about a conversation I had with a cousin who's on the spectrum that I've never had an opportunity to actually really sit with. And I had the chance after taking him home from Richmond from my grandpa's 93rd birthday, which was yesterday. And it was literally the first conversation I've ever had with my cousin. And he's in his young 20s. And it was all around the fact that he fell asleep listening to Marcus's voice and he woke up on fire. So he was receiving even as he was sleeping. And it was epic. So we'll talk about it later, but just to give you kudos. So we have these footprints all over. And I think often we aren't really analyzing the next thing, which is you got to give an F. You've got to know your forecast. What is the forecast of your space there? This would be what's to come in your business. What do you have that needs to be displayed in those places? that might be in the quote unquote another F, but not on my list today, in the funnel of what's to come. So it could be, what's your forecast funnel? I love alliteration. And I'm curious, what's ahead for you? Or are you just so overwhelmed that you have to show up every single day as a social media content creator, an influencer, a thought leader, and you're like, oh, I gotta post something else today. I feel overwhelmed by this task. I don't. But it's also because I have a team, and it's also because we forecast every single day, specifically on Mondays, but still every day in our team meetings, what's to come? What are we working on? What do we need to do? And it leads into the next F. What's the focus, aka the goal? What's the goal right now on your each of your social media platforms? And you're going to do this based on the footprint, based on the forecast, based on the goal. You may or may not have the same goal across platforms. So if YouTube is something we're discussing, and I want to increase my subscriber rate there, and I want to provide more value in that specific space, and I want to put my TikTok and my Reels on my Shorts, hopefully I'm speaking your language right now. Otherwise, if somebody was tuning in that doesn't know social media, I feel like I'm sounding a different language. And knowing that I have a whole goal and a whole experience of the next F that I have to implement that will be very different than my LinkedIn design. What is my goal? What is your focus towards your social media plan? The next one is, what's the framework? This is AKA the system, okay? And we talk about systems here all the time. Oop, Gary Hot Hubby is calling. Sorry, Gary, love you. We will talk about the system here if we're talking about a strategy for business, but everyone's framework is different. Everyone's way that they post, what goes first, what comes second, what comes third, why you're posting here 2 times a week and why you're posting there 7 times a week, why you're doing carousels versus reels. There's a reason. And if you don't have a reason, then you don't have a system. You're just shooting in the dark. And if you're losing momentum on social media or you're feeling overwhelmed by it, it's because there isn't a framework. So it doesn't feel like it's in rhythm. We have to know the rhythm of our business based on the framework and all of these previous F's for us to actually give an F. The next one is, what's the formula? So this might feel like the same as system, but it's very different. It's the individualized formula of each platform. Hashtags, keywords, how you post, when you post, what the post needs. I just found out from a social media influencer that I follow, he's awesome, I'll have to grab his link here in a minute and share him because he's epic, that the size of your picture on Instagram is currently inhibiting you from conversion. So if you're posting something that has like the lot of like black space on either side because it's not in the portrait, it's in the landscape, your digital real estate when someone is scrolling is so much smaller than the person who is actually cropped with that little corner icon before you post your picture. There's a little corner icon that tells you to scale your image in a different dimension. Those people are getting almost the entire screen of the swipe. How much more digital asset are you creating with your formula, with knowing the formula, for you to have a conversion simply by knowing what formula happens on every single platform? So the new social media manager that we hired, she's asking about LinkedIn and she was asking me about our footprint there. And she has an entire framework and an entire formula system I didn't even know existed. I didn't know hashtags were booming in LinkedIn the way that they are. Now I do. And now you're going to see me on LinkedIn. My footprint is about to expand because I've invested. And this isn't an F, but it's just a side note, which everybody should know. I've invested in making sure that the footprint exists. How many people are on all of these platforms? Billions, millions, hundreds of thousands here on Clubhouse. Why can we not create a new footprint for ourselves based on the way that we hung out? I've expanded my footprint simply by saying yes to an invitation that Nate gave me to be able to speak with you guys weekly. And so I'm curious, when you think of social audio, you're thinking, oh, there's not really a footprint. Well, yeah, there is. I have digital presence here as I'm talking. Have you filled out with your forecast what's to come for you, your Clubhouse bio? Simple miss is what's often happening. when I scroll in the morning, because I get to be here at 8 a.m. Eastern and Breakfast with Champions as well in the morning, and I always give a different keynote, different session. God is good in the plethora of content that he provides. I get to come here with more business, but there's a final F that you got to give an F in order to really see what I believe so many of us have, which is the heart-centered, mission-driven leadership. To see a transformation, what's the faith lens? What is the faith lens of every single location that you're showing up in? How does faith connect to your footprint? How does faith connect to your forecast? How does faith connect to your focus? How does faith connect to your framework and your formula? I've been having some awesome outcomes in Reels lately, and it's been really cool because I actually started an account for my son as well, SuperCooper_Warrior. He is a jujitsu phenomenon in the making, and I've seen crazy success in his Reels, and we've been analyzing this new account, these Reels that I honestly, I'm not putting a lot of energy into, the same amount of energy that goes into my brand. I'm just doing it for fun for him. And it's been amazing in faith, activating in faith, sharing faith into the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu world. And it's awesome. And he's seeing movement. And I think that it's so beautiful for us to be able to infuse our individual faith into this world. It's not often. And you see people who are of their faith, of Christian backgrounds, but they don't believe that blending their faith and business is a thing. And I just think that that's a lie. And sadly, it's an element of a lie that has existed in the church. And so we want, and I want, and us as a company want, and I know Nate and Alexander and Marcus and Ashley, we would all blend. It's why we're all connected, because the whole concept of embrace your ambition, the whole concept of grow your business for God's sake, the whole concept of Fit and Faith Media and the podcast and all of those things is to know that your faith is the foundation of your footprint. And if your faith is not the foundation of your footprint and you have started to stray and you're walking with only your footprints in the sand, you've become too prideful. You've become egotistical in how you think your brand is going to make an impact. And whether your belief system is parallel to mine or not, there's a higher power. There's a God that loves you, who wants to walk alongside you. And I found every single time I try to take the ownership of these platforms, even in my own hand, and say, look what we did, buddy. We did this. No, this is God. God is good. He's before you in the situation. So I changed the link at the top to the actual our page, which is the newest launch of the Fit and Faith Media. So you can see both the Apple link and the Google link. But in this space, it's intended for it to be a hub of all the things that our company has going on, because people integrate for so many different reasons. It's meant to be a tracker for you. And we're going to ask these questions of you. These F questions are going to be in the tracking element, like a planner, sort of, like a journal, but a connection point for you to open up this first. Did you do the thing that you meant to do today, the MIT list of your social media plan, connected to your footprint, connected to your purpose, and to live on purpose, in purpose every single day? Social media is just a resource. It's just a tool. It's not the end all be all. It's not the only way that I get clients or serve clients or any of that. I believe it when I walk into a room, no different than when Marcus walks into a room, or Ashley or Matt or Crystal. We walk into a room, energetically we're aligning with people, and yet we put so much pressure on ourselves from a social digital world that we have to show up in a way that's not authentic to who we are, just to make conversions or just to get views or followers. And I think if we stop looking at it in that way, we actually have a reason, and we look at our social media accounts as a business in and of itself, and stop just looking at it as a free-for-all or luck, you would realize that there is so much trajectory to what you're supposed to do here on earth based on what's happening in that space and how you're showing up into it. You know, they talk about the sum of your habits, or the way that you wake up in the morning, or who you are as a person and what comes out of your mouth, or the sum of the five people that you hang out with. There's all these different reference points to success factors. And I think there'd be a massive analysis on social media success based in how you exist as a human being day to day. Who are you? And yeah, there's surely social media accounts that are questionable, maybe in the faith spectrum. I get that too. But what if we're the differentiating factor? What if God is calling you higher? What if there's a conviction of, I've never told anybody my faith because I keep that private? Is it because you're ashamed? Is it because you feel like you're going to be rejected? Is it because you are isolated in your beliefs? Maybe that's the element you're being called to share. That's the predominant reason that you have a glass ceiling above you. I've had so many clients in the last couple of weeks who feel like they can only share an element because somebody has told them that they have to have an ideal avatar or a mission statement that is encompassing of more people. But as Nate said so beautifully, if you only need 300 in your community, why are you trying to reach 300,000? I don't get it. It's vain. That's where ego comes into play. And yeah, you might think that it's from a perspective of ego, but is it really? My husband asked me recently, it's just been circling in my mind, and I've said it every time I have an opportunity, so that it hopefully lands with someone else as heavy as it's landed with me. To what end? To what end are you showing up on social media? Are you showing up to Clubhouse right now? What's it for? Do you really give an F? Because there's two ways to look at that. And I think oftentimes people do societally give an F in the wrong ways, and they're inhibiting themselves from their truest purpose. And if they gave a reference to footprint, forecast, focus, framework, formula, and faith as the rock and the foundation to all of those things, their definition of wealth would change drastically. Relational wealth, societal wealth, social wealth, emotional, mental, physical, it all exists in this framework. And so I'm bringing together people from all different walks of life to help explore this conversation, to help go deeper into what that actually looks like. And if you haven't heard about the Grow Your Business for God's Sake conference yet, man, I'm excited to be here right now to share with you, that there is more to the story, to share with you that there is a blending opportunity of both faith and business. It's a with, not an either or. It's a with, it's a togetherness. It makes you feel whole. And there's people on this stage right now that are going to share their methodologies, their breakthrough moments, their knowledge for you to actually have a take-home plan. And so if I was to sit down and actually do this F framework with you, you would leave no different than we did after an hour experience with my social media manager with a plan. With a plan of action. And that, my friends, I feel is where the earth is shaking right now, trembling. People who are owning what we refer to, and if you ever listen to any of my early morning segments, and I'll speak about the Seven Mountain Mantle, they're existing in places like education and politics. They're existing in places, even in religion and family dynamics, that are wilting away because they don't have a plan. And the plan that they did have, which was of darkness, which was of deceit, is failing. And this is where we rise up. This is where revival exists. This is where we are called and how we are called, uniquely, divinely, and wonderfully. And instead of inhibiting yourself by just posting randomly, oh, this looks like a cool shot, why don't you put some thought to the story that you're putting into the world? Why don't you put some thought, some true depth, some systems behind it? Because when I show up to someone's social digital world and I get to feel who they actually are, not just in brand color or word choice, but in energy, it gives me a whole new hope for humanity. And you, my friends, touch communities I'll never have access to. There's only 300 seats at this location. Only 150 seats in the VIP, only 20 left. I'll never touch them. They won't be able to get the chair. But they're going to have a chair at your table. They're going to have a chair at your event. They're going to have a chair that they're sitting in their couch as they scroll social media and you are holding a key that draws you to Breakfast with Champions, a key that draws you to Nate or Alexander or myself or Glenn. We hold keys that we want to gift out. It's why we show up to do the hard work that is rooted in the heart work. But I don't want this falling on deaf ears. And I don't want you feeling like, ah, she's saying the same thing that everybody else says. I know it. I know it. I hear it. Well, first off, this F, you got to give an F. Nobody's used that. Nobody's put the framework together in this specific language, in this specific order. I know it for a fact because I literally just made it up based on my experience within the last 5 years. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that it works. Because what we need to do more often is analyze where we've been, analyze where we are, and analyze where we're going. How, from your pain and passions, have you had a transformation that resulted in a key that has unlocked you enough to be free and exist in a social media world to tell the truth, to stand firmly on a mission, to be and live in purpose? What's your key? And are you actually gifting it away, or are you keeping it for yourself? Are you dangling it like a piece of fruit and say, look what I got, na-na-na-na-boo-boo. I see people doing this all the time and they're actually not giving away the truth. And for me, truth is biblical, but truth is also dynamic in framework and the way that we have grown to where we are today. And I believe every single one of us here has that same key that looks really different, that ultimately could fit into the gateway of heaven if you're willing to do the work. And so I hope that you give an F. I hope that you give a really strong F, a bold F about everything that you're doing when you show up to social media, even when you're on digital social audio apps like this. Don't just sit and be a bystander in the audience. We see you, Lorraine, Keith, Christian, Leandra, Monique, Richard, we see you. And so we need to see you greater. We need to see you boldly. Richard, you're raising your hand and we're super excited to have you. You're newbie to Clubhouse, but I have no idea how to get in touch with you. I have no way of knowing what you're up to, what's your forecast, because in your social profile, it's not there. And so I'm not doing this to poke a bear. I'm doing this to say, you have a higher standard. You're being given tools. People are creating things like Clubhouse as an asset to you. And I want to see you use them right. Because if you do, your life can change. If you do, that glass ceiling will break and you will live in prosperity and abundance. And you will be able to pass the keys and the fruit of the wealth of your life to everyone that you meet. I know it to be true because I've lived it. I've also lived on the antithesis of that. And so I just will pray over the room right now because I'm feeling led to. God, I just thank you so much for this space. I thank you for the ability to just speak life and truth and peace to people, to give them a plan, God. You had a plan. You had a plan when you sent your son to do what he did on the cross. And whether I'm speaking to believers right now or people are leaving because they're not comfortable with this or they're curious, whatever their heart posture is, God, will you just plant a seed? Because that's not my job, Lord. Surrendered, I am a vessel. And so many of the people on this stage do the same every single day. And so may you just continue to breed prosperity, breed kingdom, breed love, breed light into social media world so that we can be the light we're called to be, the city on the hill. Thank you for who you are and for the work you've already done. And the plan you've set before each and every one of us uniquely and divinely to live on purpose and be in purpose. I love you guys so much.
Hey y'all, it's me again. Before you go, let's solidify the flame that was ignited within you today by sharing the spark with your own community. Whether it's mentally, physically, emotionally, relationally, or spiritually, I would love for you to take the step right now by declaring your takeaway. Snap a pic of the episode and share it on your stories or posts, and you can tag me and the guest, and we will surely feature you on our Instas. Hey, you may even unlock a new accountability buddy in me or them. We're totally in this together, and we appreciate the extra step taken. I would be so grateful if you even took the extra step. Come on, give me that extra sauce and leave a review on iTunes for the podcast listening app that is of your choice. I'm going to be featuring your thoughts, in fact, and it's going to be so fun in upcoming episodes. So you'll not only hear your name on the show, but maybe even your passion project or whatever big shout out you want me to make. So please, as a fellow writer, leave some words that I can attest to, and I can't wait to read what you have to say. Thanks again for being a loyal listener, and I hope to meet you in person soon at one of the events that we are speaking at or hosting. And I say we because the Fit and Fake team could not do this without you. Until next time, blessings over your joy, health, wealth, and wholeness. This is the Fit and Faith Way.